That's a reason of people of balanced stature for Jesus in all phases of life. Join God's servant, Pastor Jeremiah James, as he brings the word with clarity, grace, and truth.
For in Jesus' mighty name have we prayed. I say, for in Jesus' mighty name have we prayed. Can somebody go up with a shout of prayer? I'm suspecting that your shout is catching cold. Can somebody go up with a shout? I say, let somebody go up with a shout of prayer. Glory to God. Look to your right and to your left and welcome somebody wonderfully to church. Tell them you are welcome to church. Hallelujah. Please let our have a wonderful seat in God's presence. Hallelujah. And then I want to celebrate my beautiful wife today for the amazing clothes she's wearing. I celebrate you greatly. Glory to God. Please let's be seated. Father, help us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, today we are starting a new series. Are we not excited about that? We are starting a new series today titled Understanding Divine Direction. Now, we are considering this in this line because this month, God has told us as a house that this month is our month of what? It's our month of what? And then in course of beginning the month with the Lord, commanding your month, we make reference to a number of things. Like we said, that when you use the word divine, divine simply means it has something, it either comes from God or it is related to God. When you hear the word divine, it means it is what? It is either coming from God or it is what? Related to God. Another thing about divine that I need you to know is that it has to do with supernatural or spiritual ways. Supernatural or spiritual way. Are we on the same page? Are we still on the same page? Now, prior to now, when we were still running para church, there was a teaching I did on head, not word. We want to recommend that teaching. It will be a foundation for you. It will help you. So I teach on part 1 and 2 of Head Not Word. And I think it is very essential that it will help you. One of the scriptures I actually used in that Head Not Word was Exodus. Exodus 13. So I would love to establish that scripture again. Then we'll begin to proceed. We are going to read a number of scriptures today. Let's get set for it because it's foundation laying. And anything that have to do with laying of foundation, we have to move from scripture to scripture. Glory to God. Now, Exodus chapter 13, verse 17. Exodus 13, verse 17. He said, when Pharaoh, can we read together? Wait, don't be in haste. When Pharaoh let the people go, what happened? God did not do what? Lead them. So that means that after they have been let out of Egypt, there was a leading from God. And the Bible says God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country, though that was shorter. So when you have to do with divine direction, one of the things you have to consider is God, not the physical thing. Because here the Bible is telling us that The road that God did not lead them through was shorter. The road that God did not lead them through was shorter. Now, if you check Proverbs chapter 14 verse 12, that is why I say we are going to move from scripture to scripture. After this Proverbs chapter 14 verse 12, you give me Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 and 6, so that you understand why we say it is divine. And I said for it to be divine, it will have to be supernatural and spiritual. If it is divine, it means it comes from God. If it is divine, it means it is related to God, not our senses. If the road of the Philistine is shorter, the road of the Philistine is shorter, but the Bible says God did not take them, did not lead them. He did not lead them. Glory to God. Now, please, can we read that scripture together in Proverbs 14, 12? Please, let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. There is a... Wait! There is a way that seems right to a man. The Bible said, but in the end, it leads to death. Kai, may you not be led by your senses. Oh, you did not get that. Oh. I said, may you not be led by your senses. He said, there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end result of that road is destruction. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, very quickly. Can we read this together? Trust in the Lord with all your what? And do what? In next verse, in all your what? Wait, in all your ways, do what? What will he do? KJV uses the word, and he shall direct your path. Can we please minimize the distraction? He said, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He will direct your path. My prayer for you is that your path will be directed. Don't forget, is thy path. That word, thy path, there, it means your path. Now, Isaiah, don't worry, we're just moving from scripture to scripture. Isaiah chapter 55 from verse 6. Isaiah 55 from verse 6, very quickly. Glory to God. All right, please can we read this together? Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is where? Next verse, very quickly. He said, let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thought. Let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on him. And to our God, for he will freely pardon. Next verse, very quickly. Aha. Please, can we read this together? For my... Neither are my ways your ways. In the scripture we are coming from, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Then in Proverbs chapter 14 verse 12, where we came from, the Bible says what? There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. Now, the Bible is not saying that God is saying, he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, declared the Lord. Now, look at the disparity. He said, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your way. Wait. Do you know what this scripture is saying? It means that when you pick a way, compared to the way God wants you to go, the distance is much. Your own way may look shorter. But at the end, the distance is very much. So the Bible says in Exodus chapter 13 verse 17, he said, God, after Pharaoh let them go, God did not lead them through the way of the Philistines, though it was shorter. But I love the word lead. It means that they surrendered their will to God for God to lead them. If not, they will have gone by their senses and choose
a shorter path. Let me help you very quickly. There is no aspect of your life. There is no aspect of your life that is sufficient for you to make choice by yourself. I have come to discover that the only time people face God and pray to God is when you come to Maritas. For the course they chose in school, they chose their way. For the whatever, they chose their way. Then all of a sudden, people now begin to perspire, to inspire when they are close to wedding. When they are about to choose a life partner, then their heart begin to do den. If you have trained yourself from beginning to have always lean on the ways of the Lord, when it comes to the choice of a life partner, you will not be doing ngbati. You will not be doing ngbati. So God lead them. He is your savior, but is he also your Lord? Does he have a say in all the decisions you are making? Let me help you guys. You don't buy a car because you have money. Oh. You don't venture into business because you want to make profit. Is your Lord, is he leading you through it? Many people have gone through shortcuts and have cut their life short. Because the Bible says there is a way that seems right to a man. Look at us, all of us here. Is it all our decisions we are proud of? Have there not been decisions we make in life that was making sense to us? Not until later on we now saw the end result and discovered that, Then later on, after you have seen the repercussion, you will now be seeing something like, well, why did I make this kind of decision? At the point where you are making a decision, it was making sense. But you know something? The Bible tells us in Isaiah, he says, as the heavens are higher than the earth, and so are my thoughts your thoughts, and my ways your ways. I choose the way of the Lord. You see, when you choose the way of the Lord, it will appear like you are a foolish person. Most times, when it comes to the ways of the Lord in your choice decision, in your life decision, it is not the good one you choose the right one. It is not a decision of whether it is good or bad. It is a decision of whether it is right. You see, in the garden of Eden, there was a tree. They call it the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That tree is called the tree of knowledge of good and evil because when you are making a decision, you weigh it against whether it's good or evil. But that is not how God makes decision. He makes decision whether it's right. It's on the basis of it is right. I'm praying for you. Your decisions in life will not be sense-driven. Yeah. I see your decisions in life will not be sense-driven. Yeah. And then in course of our teaching, when we were speaking, we have some of our guests are already here. You know, last week there was something that happened around. There was one something like that, one special something. There was a wedding that happened. one of our brothers, as he was doing the duty of God, he was also seeing a sister. And he saw right. He married right. And later today, we'll be joining them to thank God for a good marital bliss. And it's a singular honor as a house of honor to celebrate their parents. Please, the building church, can you celebrate with me? The Adebayos. Thank you so much, Daddy and Mommy. It's such a great delight to have you here. We honor, love, and celebrate you greatly. Thank you for raising Mr. James in the way you did. He's a plus to us. We are so delighted he came from your loins. Thank you so much. All right, please, let's be seated. Glory to God. I said glory to God. So, your decisions in life, when you check the distance between the decisions you are making and the decisions God is making for you, is as good as heaven and earth. How many of you have ever flown in an airplane? If you have been ever flying in an airplane, there is something they call the cloud. You see, all those ones you have not yet entered the heavens. Now, listen to me. You see, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, what the Bible was saying was that in the beginning, God created the heavens. That word, the heavens, there is not like where God dwells. It means that there are other heavens. Are we on the same page? So also in the physical space, there is an heavens. Heavens. And that is why in Psalm, the Bible says, the heavens of heavens belong to God. He said, for the heart he has given to the Son of Man. And then in Corinthians, Paul was saying, he said, I was in the third heavens on the Lord's day. Now look at this. When you fly, if you are still seeing the head, you have not yet entered the cloud. And do you know the irony? If you have entered the cloud, it will be raining on earth, and you will not feel it inside the plane. Because the rain is coming from the cloud. If you do, what is the name of this thing? Geography. When the kinetic of the plasma of the kinetic move into the air, it charismatic and something and collide and then come down and something like that. See, you get, when you're talking about type of rain now, look here now, you don't want to get married. You know, you're not looking at them as if some of you are looking at them and say, so these people now, they are coming from the moon. Wait for your time. Welcome back, moon people. How was the moon? Oh, it was not cold. You're welcome. Please be seated. Please celebrate them with me. Mr. and Mrs. James Adebayo. Glory to God. I said glory to God. So when God is talking about us, the decisions you are making, the distance is far away. It's like saying that, do you know how many feet, like 30-something feet away? That is where a plane goes. And even at that, something can be happening on earth. And the people inside the plane will not be aware. Because they are inside the cloud. So, after they enter the cloud, that fits where they are. They can't see the earth. If you look down from inside the plane, from that time, you will not even see anything. The only thing you see is that this end. You see this thing you are seeing up now. When the plane enters into the cloud, the plane, when you are looking down from the plane, is the scene you are looking up that the plane will be seen down. And yet, the plane has not even entered one third of the heavens. So, just check the disparity between any decision you want to make. God is saying that the decision you want to make is as far as the earth to the heavens. I don't know why they are giving me divine direction. I mean, thank you. He said, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts your thoughts. So when God gives you a decision, if it's not making sense to you physically, it's because the disparity is found. What God is asking you to choose, that you want to choose the shortcut for, is because you do not know that if you put, you see, your option, what God asks you to do, and your option, they are not supposed to sit in the same exam hall. God's option is not in your option. The next option that is close to your own is that of the devil. Yes. God is not because I will choose between God's will. No. That's why you're just saying it to console yourself. There's nothing like God's will and your own. You know what I'm saying? We are talking about the ancients of this. It's making a decision from the end. You are making decision for something that has not even begun. So the space, the distance between whatever God is choosing for you and what you want to choose as a way, the disparity is very far. They are not the same. I'm praying for you. You will not miss your steps. Yeah. That your email is having code. I say you will not miss your steps. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Are we getting blessed or blessed? Glory to God. Before we go to another, let me show you another scripture. Matthew chapter 15 verse 14. What are we considering? What are we considering? So we are laying the foundation for it, understanding the divine direction. Very quickly. Matthew chapter 15 verse 14. Matthew 15 verse 14. Please, whoever is behind this projection, you'll be a bit fast with me. All right, please, can we read it together? Wait, the word again is leads. If a blind man leads a blind man, what will be their destination? But we fall into a pit. That's what the Bible is saying. Please, let me ask you a question. Your God, is he blind?
So can God lead you and your destination will be a pit? So when God is leading, when God is the one leading you, what it implies is that your destination is sure. Don't worry. This is one of the things the devil is doing. This is an option of the devil. So please, just imagine with me that this thing is not happening. Just focus here, please. Focus here. I do not know the Judas that entered the person that is pressing this thing. But the person is forgiving. In case you are not aware, you are distracting us, that wherever this person is. Glory to God. He said, leave them. They are blind guides. Hope you know there is a difference between guides and guard. They are not the same. You see, guard is somewhere a shop. There is a possibility that somebody is a guard and he does not have a sense of guide. What it implies is that when you talk about guard have to do with a sense of guide, right? Have to do with a sense of direction. Why guard have to do with a sense of what? Of protection. So, I'm sure the guards we're having, praise God. Just focus here. We pardon the devil for this. I'm sure the guards we're having is, they have a sense of protection. But when you have to do with guides, it has a sense of leading, direction. Put your leg here. Are we on the same page? Are we on the same page? So, Jesus is saying here, he said, leave them. They are blind guides. If a blind man leads a blind man, both will fall into a pit. Let me help you. The best of all the decisions you are ever making, if it is not of God, is as good as a blind man is leading something. Do you know why it is a blind man leading? Because you don't have foresight. You can't see into the future. God can. So in that point, you are not myopic. It's not as if your sight is not far. It's that you are even blind. Hope you know that there is a different thing. There's a difference between somebody that is myopic and somebody that is blind. Somebody that is myopic can see within an area. He just can't see far. So when it comes to life decision and against God, you are the blind person here. Yeah, that is, you're saying, I can see. You are not seeing anything. There is nothing to be seen. Because I think in Psalm 36 verse 9. He said, for with you is the fountain of what? In your light, what do we see? So if his light is not there, you are not seeing anything. Nothing is as good as making blind decisions. I'm praying for you. Your decisions will not be blind. Amen. Your decisions will not be on Caleb. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. Jeremiah 10, 23, very quickly. Please, can we read this together? He said, I know, O Lord, that a man's life is not his own. And where we are coming from that Psalm 36, verse 9, he said, with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. Then he now comes further again in Jeremiah and tells us that what? For I know that a man's life is not in himself. It is not for a man to direct his step. You see, the best of that decision you think you are making, that you think is still wise, is foolishness in sight of God. In the sight of God. And your life is not even yours. You have made some mistake of choosing the course you want to study. Choose the clinical you want to do. Choose whatever you want to do. Let me show you why that decision was not too accurate. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. Please, can we read this together? Before in the I, before you are, I did what? Wait. Please. How many of us know that before this mic was being made, it has a function it was supposed to do? Now imagine with me for a while that after they make this mic, then the people that made it now say, ah, what can we do with this mic? By what is your Urugun? Then I say, no, Urugun is a call. Hallelujah, Urugun. Okay, let's be using it to drive traffic. Like people should pass like this. This one should come like this. This thing is not being abused. If it is being used like that, it's not being abused. It is being abused. You know, abuse is an understatement. This thing is being abused. If for any reason you are using it like this, you are directing it like this, then you are directing it like this, the building should learn how to focus. Please help me celebrate with me the family of the Josephs. They are the family of the bride. Thank you so much, Sama, for raising Mrs. James Adebayo. I almost wanted to say Miss. Mrs. James Adebayo, thank you so much, Daddy and Mommy. We celebrate you. The building church, please, can we celebrate them? All right, please, let's be seated. So what happened is that the true proof that this mic is doing what it's supposed to do is that before it was being made, they already had an intention of what it will do. The mic cannot now come. Just imagine with me for a while that all these Disney World that you are watching. Just imagine with me for a while that Disney also can speak. Oh, because all we know is in Disney World that your shoe have mouth. Your shoe can be talking and say, no, don't wear me. Just imagine with me for a while that this mic have mouth. And then after the manufacturer that we should be using it to talk, this guy now, as I was saying, praise God, he said, I will not talk. He's not telling me that this is what he wants to do, that he wants to be used by the drummer to be drumming. Now wait. What is going to happen is that by design, this thing was not meant to drum. Initially, it will be making sound. But at the end of the drumming, this thing will be broken. It was not designed for what it is doing. Now, let me help you. There is actually a difference between abuse and misuse. They are not the same. You see, this scripture here, I have seen many people. He said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. What it implies is that God is not confused in heaven and say, let me take vacation. Then while he was taking vacation, your parents were meeting. And I said, let's produce another child. And I said, what will you use for? He said, when you get to the earth, we'll decide. Before everything was formed, God has set it apart for his function. So you cannot come to the earth. You are not a biological accident. Your parents may think that they did their family planning and you still came out of the plan. But it's because the one that planned the universe planned you part. There is no man that came to the earth that God did not have planned for. And the only way you can know the full function of a thing is to go back to the manufacturer's manual. That is why everything that is being created has a manual. But it's only in Africa that somebody will buy a TV and he will have spoiled it before he read the manual. Because we always want to figure things out and we have also married that to our destiny. I'll just figure it out. Let me first study mass comm. When I study mass comm, then later on I'll figure it out. Then you now go to the extent of marriage. Say, I've stayed too long enough. I am old. I'm old, 21. I plan is to marry 18. Then I say, leave me like that. I will marry. When I marry, I will figure it out. Whoa. Some people have figured it out and they have turned to figuring. You don't figure things out. You go back to the manual. The manufacturer had something in mind when he created you. Some of you are misusing the purpose for which you have been used. Some of you have even moved to abuse. The word misuse is actually from the word miss. It means that this guy missed the using. Abuse means that anywhere you are abnormal, abuse, have whatever. It means that, take for instance now, hope you know that, for example now, I can still use this thing to be drumming. It's not the function. If for anything, we don't have drum. And then we need the speaker to be speaking. I can be drumming into the mic and it will be sounding. It will still be producing sound because its major sound is to be talked on into. But now I am not beating sound to make sound out. And not beating the mic. It will produce sound. That is a misuse. It will still be functioning, but with time, the head will not break or the neck break. Or it will not be producing at its best. Abuse means that it's not even in its function at all. It's the opposite direction I pick. What I'm trying to use it for is not even to talk or to produce any sound into the mic. Is to be using it to beat things. And be doing bang, bang, ding, ding, ding. That is what some of you are doing with destiny. Some of you are using misuse and it still appear like you are functioning. What is happening to you is that it will still appear you are functioning until the thing breaks down.
I remember the first dispenser we bought, we did not read manual. It was me and Pastor that went to carry it. We were so excited. Dispenser. Thank God. So, we did not even have keg. We have not even bought the dispensing bottle. Pastor, no. I'm telling you, we just plugged the thing. As soon as we plug it, we did not read the manual that the thing has hot and cold. All the button we hung it. We just have three pa. Three pa. That is what we had. Thank God it was still new. It came with a guarantee. A guarantee and a warranty. It came with both. It was still new. Some of you have done that to your destiny. You have plugged it to something else. Later on, when we discovered the thing was not working, because later on, after we do that plain pan, we now went and buy water, bottle, and put it. When we put it, the thing was not cold. The thing was not doing anything. It was looking like normal. In fact, the water was dead. And how many of you know when you put pot on fire, that the pot is just burning by itself? That is the odor that was coming out from the dispenser. I'm like, what is happening? That is a talon loss of. Then we now read the manual. We now discover that there's one switch where you will force off when you want to test it. And the first thing they even wrote there, caution, caution, caution. Do not attempt using this dispenser without putting the water bottle on it. We did not read that. We were excited what we want to do. Listen to me, guys. For every step you want to take in life, the manufacturer, when he formed you, he know what you are supposed to do. Don't figure things out. Your life is too precious to be figuring things out and doing trial and error. He said, I have set you up and appointed you as a prophet to the nation. Now, there is somebody that was similar to this man that did something very funny in the Bible. His name is actually Saul. I'll make reference to him later on, but let me show you this scripture. Galatians chapter 1, verse 14. What it implies is that you can be making advancement in the wrong direction and you'll still be happy. Please, can we read this together? He said, I was doing what? I was advancing Judaism beyond many Jews of my own age and was extremely zealous for the tradition of my father. But look at what verse 15 says. Verse 15 has said, but when God, who did what again? Did you know this guy, Kopo? Do you know what this guy was doing? He was persecuting the church. Anywhere he hear there is fight, he's happy. In fact, a time came when God later caught him. In Acts of Apostles 9, this guy will be going from one synagogue to another. I say, Ejo, Efumileta. I want Christian move along, persecute one. Efumileta, sir. Efumileta. That was what he was doing. But the Bible said in that verse, he said, I was advancing. In that Galatian, he said, I was advancing. I was advancing in Judaism. What are you advancing in that is not what God has set you apart from birth? In Galatians chapter 1 verse 14, he said, I was advancing. I was making headways. I was advancing in Judaism beyond many Jews of my own age. I was extremely zealous for the traditions of my fathers. Then I said, auntie. He said, but when God, who set me apart, this we saw in the Old Testament, we are still seeing it in the New Testament now. Let me tell you guys, you are not a biological accident. You are set apart.
apart. God said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. And I set you apart as a prophet to the nation. This guy came. He learned Judaism and was advancing in it. He was advancing. He was making sufficient progress. Anywhere he heard that they are killing people, because he was a chief Judaism Judas, he will go there. In fact, they kill somebody. He was there as a witness. Kill it. And do you know the irony? To him, he was serving God. Then the Bible said, and I said, but when God, who has set me apart from birth and called me by his grace, was pleased. Look at what God did for him. Next verse. To reveal his son in me, so that I might preach him among the Gentiles. I did not go and conduct. Go to verse 20 very quickly. He said, I assure you before God that what I was writing is not lie. Next verse. He said, later I went to next verse. I'm going to, he said, I was personally or not to the church of Christ in whatever. Last verse there. He said, they only have the report. The man who formerly persecuted us is now preaching the same faith he once tried to destroy. So that means that what Paul was doing was that he was advancing in the wrong direction. Because the opposite of what he was supposed to be doing, what was he was doing? He said, me, I was advancing in Judaism, persecuting people. It became my passion. But when God, who has set me apart from birth, that means that, do you know what? If not for the grace of God and the mercy of God, hope you know that if he died as a Judaism Judas, he would have still thought he was pleasing God. May mercy also find you. I said, some of you, we have to make a U-turn. And mercy will find you in the name of Jesus. I want to show you one scripture that always scares me anytime I read it. Especially, this one is a good thing. But I'm saying that it's not good things God called us to do. He called us to do the right thing. In Matthew chapter 7, anytime I read that scripture, I'm always concerned. Matthew 7 from verse 20, very quickly. Matthew 7 from verse 20. You may need to change the color of this text. I'm not saying it clearly here. The text is has married itself to the that is the Bible scripture, the title. You can change it later. Please, can we read this together? He said, thus by their fruit you will what? Next verse 21. Please be fast. He said, not everyone who says to me, what? We enter into the kingdom of, but only he who does what? Now, look at the next verse. Very quickly, next verse. He said, many will come to, many will say to me, yes, on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not do what? I want to ask you a question. Prophesying, is it a sin? Please answer me. Prophesying, is it a sin? Prophesying, is it good? He said, many will say, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name, drive out demons and perform many miracles. Please, are these good things? Next verse. He said, then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Yeah. I thought these guys are prophesying. I thought they were performing miracles. I thought they were doing the right thing. The reason why this scripture actually exists is, you can be called to be a pastor and you'll be advancing in apostleship. When you get to heaven, it's another man's work you are doing. Let me use this instance. How many of you did labor day, like in school? One of the feedback that you are truly doing labor is that they give every person their portion. I'm not saying the white one. Return it back to white. I say you can change it later, please. This person is distracting me. You can change this thing later. There's no need of changing it. It's not the white part. Please, the media team should see me after the meeting. Change this back to the scripture I was using. Glory to God. Now, look at this. How many of us did labor in school? Every person is assigned their portion, right? Now, imagine with me for a while that the part they gave SS1, you are in SS1, you now say, me, I don't like, this thing is too, I don't know. You see, this thing is too shallow for SS1 student. Then the one they gave SS2 guys, that is one uproot a tree. You single-handedly went there and uproot the tree. Then when the labor prefect is now supervising work, he now came to the place where they gave SS1. He's undone. You know, I say, the school will praise me today. The school will praise me today. My brother, the people the school will praise is SS2 student. They were the one they gave the work of operating tree. SS1 is to clear. If you despise the assignment God gave you and go and focus on somebody's S assignment, the work, the glory will go to the person. If there are need for pastors and you want to be an apostle, it's the apostles that they will see that they are doing correctly. It's not a miracle something. It is a, are you called to do it? Are you called to do it? Is that part of your assignment? Is that the focus of your own assignment? So this is not a, no. Is it that day? Many will say in my name, we prophesy, we raise the dead, we did miracle, and the description for them will be evildoers. Because they are doing good things. Don't forget, oh, that thing they are doing is not evil. Because if you check Acts of Apostles chapter 10 verse 38, the Bible says how Jesus went about. He said how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all those that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So that is to tell you that that is good. But for them, it is not the right thing. So that is why when Jesus was saying, he said, many will say, oh, Lord, we perform miracle in your name. He said, I never knew you. I am praying for you. May you be instructed in the way chosen for you. Amen. Then give me Psalm 25. This is one of my favorite scriptures. Psalm 25 verse 12. He said, who is the man that feared the Lord? He said, he shall he instruct in the way chosen for him. He said, he shall spend his days in prosperity. And his descendants will inherit the earth. Psalm 25 verse 12 and 13. He said, who is the man that feared the Lord? He shall he instruct in the way chosen for him. He shall spend his days in prosperity. And his descendants will inherit the earth. So what it implies is that there is a way chosen for you. My prayer for you is that you will walk in the way chosen for you. In the name of Jesus. I want to believe I've established this very carefully. Then, I think the last scripture I have here is Psalm 32 verse 8. Please, can we read this together? He said, I will instruct you, and teach you in the way. I will counsel you and do what? I said, that will be your reality. Amen. Then in Isaiah chapter 30 verse 21, he said, you will hear a voice from behind saying, this is the way, walk in it. For everyone under the sound of my voice, at every junction of your life, you need to make life decision. In the name of Jesus, you will hear a voice from behind. Amen. I say you will make accurate decisions in the name of Jesus. Amen. So in Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 23, he said, it is not, the way of a man is not in himself. It's not given to man to direct his steps. And then in Isaiah, he said, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my thoughts higher than your thoughts, and my ways your way. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 14, he said, leave them, they are blind guides. He said, if a blind man lead a blind man, he said, their destination is the pit. If you flip it now, if a man that has sight lead another man that has sight, please, where will be their destination? Success. And that is why the Bible now says in Psalm 36 verse 9. He said, with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. So that means that you are not blind. Any decision you are making is like, oh, wait. Please go back to that Isaiah. In that Isaiah that we saw the other time, Isaiah 55, God is saying that, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. He said, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my thoughts higher than my thoughts, and my way higher than ways. You know what the scripture just reminded me? It reminded me that if you are thinking from God's perspective, men will be seeing you up there. It happened to Jesus in John chapter 3, verse 2. He said, Nicodemus came to him at night. He said, Master, Rabbi, we know that thou art from God. For no one can do the things that thou doest, except God be with him. And then in the same John chapter 5 verse 19, Jesus now told them, he said, there is nothing I did that is my idea. See, that is the secret. He said, the way people are seeing me, that, hey, this guy is doing it. This guy is doing it. John 5:19. He said, all these things I'm doing, none of them is my idea. He said, Jesus gave them this answer. I tell you the truth. The son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his father doing. Because whatever the father does, the son does too. In verse 30, he now says reestablish it to them. Verse 30 of it. Verse 30 very quickly. Verse 30. He said, by myself, I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear. And that's why I'm telling you that you shall be hearing a voice from behind. It will now begin to tell you this is the way working it. So much so that men will come to you and say, ah, this decision you are making. You know, some of the decisions we make is looking as if we have seen to the future. We have not seen to the future. We just know the one that sees it. Divine direction. You need it for every area of your life, not just in marriage. Because most times I've seen youths now, where they will be confused, where you will think they need attention. Everybody is just like this. You say, I want to marry. I'm getting old. You say, then where they are now most confused, they now come with seven names. And ask the man of God to pray. No, prayer call. Pray you only. When you are spending the money, the man of God did not have a say in it. When you chose the career path, he did not have a say in it. All of a sudden, you want to bribe God into choosing. You have turned God now to a bazaar God to choose one wife for you. So that when you choose one wife for you, you will now, like Adam, blame him. I don't choose wife for people. Once they come and say, do you like this one? I say, like it. You like it. You like it. Are you pray about it? I pray about it. I join my prayer with yours. So that later on, you will not come and say, you are the one that chose for me. Because I learned from God. Anything you have a saying for people, if it did not go where, they will blame you. If they enjoy it, they will not even remember you. If it did not work, they say it's you. I've seen people come to give me reports before. When I just gave innocent advice. I said, okay, do this, do this, do this. Then when they are coming to bring the report, they say, Papa, you remember you were saying that I should do this? I say, okay, yes, I remember. He said, the thing did not work well. Ah! He said, I did it exactly the same way. Those guys are Gehazi. We gave them sword to go and do whatever. It did not work. They come back and say, hey, the sword did not work. I say, our sword will prosper in your hand. Yeah. Our shield will work for you. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. So this is foundation laying for understanding divine direction. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. I said, glory to God. So all I've been stressing since is the need for divine direction. And I want you to know that you can't afford to walk blind. Because it is in his light we see light. Preach to your neighbor, say it is in his light we see light. In fact, I want that to be our memory verse. I want that to be, can we recite that together? Say, for with you is the fountain of what? In your light we. So this month, this week, as you are going out, keep telling your guys, say, I'm making decision from a renewed mind. I have the mind of Christ. In fact, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, he said, for we have the mind of Christ. In verse 14 of it, the Bible was verse 14 to 15. He said, no man can know the spirit of a man except the man's spirit in himself. He said, we have the spirit of Christ, and therefore we have the mind of Christ. So if we have the mind of Christ, it means we have the thought of Christ. If we have the thought of Christ, it means we have the ways of Christ. Woo! For in his light we see light. In his light we see light. In his light, we see light. Glory to God. So I want to run you through a few things. Let me give you the definition for divine direction. Divine direction. Divine direction is receiving clear guidance from God for decisions. Take note of that. Is receiving clear guidance from God for decisions, steps, seasons, and assignments. Is receiving divine guidance from God for decisions, steps, seasons, and assignments. Number two, it is how God leads his people into his will out of destruction. Because that scripture we read, he says what? He's in Proverbs chapter 14 verse 12. He said what? He said, there is a way that seems right to a man. The end thereof is destruction. I am praying for you. God will lead you out of destruction. Your amen is with. I say, God will lead you out of destruction. Amen. So divine direction is receiving clear guidance from God. Clear guidance from God. For decisions, steps, seasons, and assignments. And then it is how God leads his people into his will and out of destruction. I want to also establish that man was never designed to lead himself. We saw that in Jeremiah. He said it's not given to a man to lead himself. If you check the book of Isaiah 46 verse 10, The Bible said God know the end from the beginning. Isaiah 46 verse 10. He said, I make known the head from the beginning. From the ancient time, what is still to come? I say, my purpose will stand, and I will do that. And I will do all that I please. So what it implies is that God is the one that is standing at the beginning, and is also standing at the end at the same time. That is why it's called Alpha Omega. It means A and Z. He's the A, is the Z. It's like calling somebody AZ. That is God. So why you are calling him A, he's also a Z. Our God is Alpha Omega. Say, my God is Alpha Omega. He's the all-knowing God. Glory to God. Man is limited in knowledge. Man is limited in knowledge. Man is limited in foresight. And man is limited in understanding. So it's only God that sees the end from the beginning. Working that direction will lead to cycles, lust, and regret. Working without divine direction will lead towards cycles. A man who is working in cycles. And I break camp from somebody that has been working in cycles. In your finance, in your spiritual, in your maritas. When you work, you go back to where you come from. When you work, you go back to where you come from. That cycle is broken now. Lust is broken in your life. And regret. In the name of Jesus. Now, I itemize a few things here why you need divine direction. I'm going to run you through it very quickly. Number one reason, and I already established some of these scriptures, so you just make reference to them. You don't be holding them up, rather. Why you need divine direction? Number one, to fulfill purpose. Somebody say to fulfill purpose. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, the Bible says, it said, we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, to do all good work. What it implies is that you were created for God's purpose. So, one of the reasons why you need divine direction is so that you can fulfill purpose. I am praying for you. Purpose you shall fulfill. Yeah. So, divine direction helps you to locate and stay on it. For those of you that are still confused about your life purpose, let there be clarity. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Number two, to avoid unnecessary pain. There are many battles that are self-inflicted due to poor choices. Yeah, poor choices. Take, for instance, you're supposed to match brake. You're accelerating. That is a dangerous choice. I am praying for you. God will guide you away from bad choices. They are beating me. They are beating me. They are beating me. You started. Wait, oh, hope you know that these choices can also, in fact, start from deciding to be saved. God did not will his will over us. He gave us the opportunity to choose. He said, I've said before you, life and death, choose. But one of the things why I'm saying is that if you are blind, you will not be able to see a husband that will beat you. Presently, he will look like he's correct. He will look like everything is working. And that is why I was telling people, oh, my wife was the one that was saying rather, but now it's my own. She was saying that if you see a rich husband, will you know? The time my wife chose me, the only thing I have to my name is Jeremiah James, my surname. And maybe my Bible. Even me, I wouldn't have married me if I was fearing. But one day she kept telling me that I saw your future. God, show me your future. And that's why I say, when you are making life decisions, if the guy does not look like it now, can you know how he will look like? And the ones that are looking like it now, do you know how their future will be like? Because at the time when my wife came to me, accepted me rather, she actually was with somebody that was using end of discussion. Why my own discussion has not even started? End of discussion. Living in duplex. Living all manner of things. My own discussion has not started. My discussion was still with God. So I was using God discussion. The brother was using end of discussion. But it's prophetic. Any person whose discussion has ended and somebody else's discussion has not begun. You are not going to go with the person whose discussion has not started. Somebody, the discussion has ended. Giloku, you can't add anything. It's a full stop. Moreover, what God is writing has not even started with I. So one of the reasons why your decisions will have to be guided is because it will help you to avoid pain. Pain. Unnecessary pain. And this is basically because many battles are self-inflicted due to poor choices. I'm telling you, your choice will not be poor. I'm praying for you. I say your choices will not be poor. I have a number of people here. Number one, Esau. Another person, Cain. Another person, King Saul. There are plenty making poor decisions.
Maybe next week, I think I will emphasize on that a bit.
The number three thing, right? Why you need divine direction is for speed and accuracy.
God will grant speed to your leg.
Amen. Direction reduces waste of time and effort. I remember when we chose one of our billboards that is in ShopRite. ShopRite people. I needed a billboard in ShopRite. And then I told the man, the Kwasa people, I said, I need a billboard in ShopRite. He said, there's none. It does not exist. That there's none. I say, that's where I need. He said, he doesn't. That he and his boss, they have walked, they have checked, they have walked, they have checked. They did not see any. Well, our lot is secure. Oh, I say our lot is secure. So one day I was praying, Hazane, Apakizave, Rakia Sokizane. And you know what? God, I think I was in the office. When God brought the picture of ShopRite in front of me, I was just seeing ShopRite. Where our billboard is now, I saw that place was free. I was not there, but I was there. So I called the man. I said, I've seen a space. He said, Pastor, I said, the space does not exist. We have checked this several years. I've seen a place. I said, follow me. When he followed me and I show him the place, he said, what have been last week? I checked, but we'll be, we'll see. You know, for the people that are giving approval, for them not to have seen it, our loss is secure. That was it. The divine direction, it will give you speed and accuracy. I am not saying speed alone, because at Iran when you don't start work, you know that is it. No matter how you travel in the wrong direction, you can never reach a destination. It's speed and accuracy I'm talking about. That is what divine direction affords you. The same God that led us to ShopRite still led us to this place. Kai, I'm praying for you. This month, you will be divinely directed. You will see your own ramp caught by the horn. In the name of Jesus. Number next. What is the number next? Number four, for preservation. One of the reasons why you need divine direction, for preservation. Direction can save your life. Please preach to your neighbor. Say direction can save your life. In Matthew chapter 2 verse 13, they wanted to kill Jesus. God had to reveal himself to Joseph. I said, carry this child and run. In 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 8 and 12, he said there was a man. Please let's read that second. Yes. He said, now when the angel was on, he said, carry, get up, take him and run. That is divine direction. And now in 2 Kings, because of my time, 2 Kings very quickly. 2 Kings chapter 6 from verse 8, very quickly. 2 Kings. He said, now the king of Aram was at war with Israel. After confining with his officers, he said, I will set up my camp in such and such a place. Next verse, very quickly. He said, the man of God sent word to the king of Israel. He said, beware of passing that place because the Aryans are going there, are going down there. Hey, your life can be preserved. That your enemies are just planning in vain. He said, in gathering they shall gather. He said, it shall not be by me. He said, everyone shall gather against thee, shall fall for thy sake. One of the things divine direction does is no oluri kunkun. If God say, don't move, my guy, don't move. Because you know what? God will permit in his wisdom what he could have prevented by his power. In his wisdom, he will permit some things that he could have prevented by his power. So the way your life can be preserved is, hey, I always go to school by 4. I don't always go late. Well, that calm down. God, hope you know that if Joseph was not sensitive to carry Jesus and run, Jesus would have died. He would have died. Including Jesus. And he won't pay again. Jesus will say, a time came, they said, the Bible said, when Jesus discovered that the Jews wanted to kill him, he stopped going out publicly. You are the next Jesus that you are going out now. They have warned you against that place. Say, no, I am the God of thunder. Wow. The God of thunder has thundered his voice to you that you should stay at home. You will not say no. Because divine direction is not programmed. God did it yesterday, does not mean we did it today. Don't get used to God. Because Abraham will also kill Isaac, thinking it was God they had. Divine direction. It brings preservation. I see your life is preserved. In the name of Jesus. And then let me end it on this.
Is this the last thing? Okay. Okay, there are two more. Three more rather.
Number next, to maximize opportunities. Hi! Divine direction. To maximize opportunity. I've often told people, and that's why I did the teaching, understanding times and seasons, before I came to this. To maximize opportunities. Why? Because God can just give you a prompting that land, that whatever, go and buy it. And then all of a sudden, the other people have also been doing survey around the place. They sold the land to you, 200,000. All of a sudden, MTN said that's what they need land for. And they need it urgently. Anything that involves urgently, the price has changed. Oh, you not get it? Have you not done Swift, whatever, Swift delivery? The price is not the same. So, all of a sudden, God has stirred up your own heart to buy things urgently. So that the people that also need it urgently can also come and buy it urgently. I'm praying for you. You will maximize opportunities. The next one is to know your place and position. Divine direction helps you to know your place and your position. And then the last one is divine direction help you to fulfill prophecies. I just want you to take 1 minute to pray. This is where I will end today. Why you need divine direction. I need you to pray very quickly for yourself. That Father, I am making decision from a renewed mind. In with you is the fountain of life. In your light I see light. Is that you are going to pray for yourself? Pray. Pray. I need you to pray. And you can do better than what you are doing now. Father, in your light I see light. In your light I see light. My steps are ordered. You can do better than what you are doing now. Pray. With you is the fountain of life. In your light I see light. Why help me that song? There's prophecy over me. I need you to pray. I need you to pray. Please don't deceive yourself that you are praying. Pray, pray, pray. Pray, 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 pray. This meeting cannot end if you have not prayed. If you have not prayed. Pray up, pray up, pray up, pray up, pray up, pray up. Pray up, pray up, pray up. Just a few more seconds. But I need you to pray up. 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 You may have made some life decisions. There's about to be a shift. There's about to be a shift. There's about to be a shift. Pray, pray, pray. Arabako Sakamana. There is prophecy over me. My steps are harder. My decisions are harder. In God's light, I see light. Therefore, my destination is going to be fruitful. Pray, 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 pray. Thank you, Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name have we prayed. I am praying over someone in the name of Jesus. Any decision you have made in the past that is going to be detrimental to your life or that is already delaying a consequence, let the mercy of God step in now. And in the name of Jesus, like a reed rescued from the fire, I say you are rescued from regret. You are rescued from lust. In the name of Jesus, this week, in God's life, you will see light. From this week, you make decision from a superior mind. At every value of decision, I am praying for someone. In the name of Jesus, at every value of decision, I decree and declare over you in the name of Jesus. You hear a voice from behind. Telling you this is the way, work in it. You are blessed. You are preserved. In the name of Jesus. You fulfill purpose. You maximize opportunities. In the name of Jesus, you know your place. You know your position. You fulfill prophecies. In the name of Jesus, enjoy speed. Enjoy accuracy. It's done. It's settled. In Jesus' mighty name have we prayed.
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you've been blessed. This is The Building Church. Our core values are spiritual growth, service and impact, personal development, honor, excellence, love work, faith, family life, and societal transformation. And our pillars are the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, prayer, and reaching out. Join us for our Sunday Glorious service at 8 a.m. and our midweek service every Wednesday by 5:30 p.m. at the Building Church behind Becadems Tanke Okyodo, Ilorin, Kwara State. Please follow us on all social media platforms at the Building Church. Stay blessed.